Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You know we're big fans of vitamin C over here, but there's another vitamin we're obsessed with, vitamin B3. Have you heard of her? You might be more familiar with her street name, niacinamide. This ingredient is popping up everywhere. Hell, it was probably on that lavish birthday vacation with J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Let's get live. But there's a reason why this ingredient is so widely used.
Hi Glamgelinos, welcome to The Glossary, a series of episodes that break down everything you need to know about specific ingredients, like niacinamide, featuring a few of our favorite product recommendations. Let's get started.
What is niacinamide? Niacinamide, also known as nicotinamide, is one of two major forms of vitamin B3, which is known as niacin.
It is a water-soluble vitamin, which means it's not produced by the human body and you have to eat it in foods like yeast, meat, fish, milk, eggs, etc., or apply it topically to receive its benefits.
Niacinamide works with the natural substances in your skin to help brighten, improve uneven skin tone, soften fine lines and wrinkles, diminish dullness, reduce acne, and strengthen your skin barrier.
Think of niacinamide as your restorative yet gentle skincare superhero, helping to revive damaged or dull skin cells, as well as reduce the impact of those dreaded UV rays or environmental stressors. The history of niacinamide.
Medically and historically, niacinamide has been used to treat pellagra, caused by a niacin or vitamin B3 deficiency. Pellagra was first described in Spain in 1735 by Gaspar Cassal. Symptoms of pellagra include inflamed skin, diarrhea, dementia, sores in the mouth, and over time, the skin can become darker, stiffen, peel, or bleed.
At first, it was thought to be a form of scurvy, but was later discovered to be caused by an overconsumption of maize, also known as corn. It took hundreds of years later, in 1914, for Joseph Goldberger, a scientist in the United States, to discover that pellagra was caused by a lack of meat, milk, eggs, and legumes. Still, he couldn't figure out what the missing nutritional element responsible for pellagra was.
In 1937, Conrad Elvium, a biochemistry professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, found that the vitamin niacin cured pellagra in dogs. What it does.
Scientists believe that niacin, aka vitamin B3, is essential to certain chemical reactions that your cells need to repair damage, propagate, and function normally. Without niacinamide, these reactions can occur and won't be able to reproduce biochemical factors that are needed to absorb and neutralize free radicals.
Okay, wait, what's a free radical? Free radicals are molecules that have lost or gained an electron, which make them highly unstable and reactive, and as a result, can damage healthy cells. Niacinamide can contribute an extra electron to these free radicals, helping to stabilize and chill them the F out so they won't cause chaos on your skin. Niacinamide is widely known for its brightening properties. It can prevent the transfer of pigment within the skin, which can help reduce brown spots as well as reduce redness.
Scientists also found that applying niacinamide to the skin can increase the production of ceramides, which strengthen your skin's barrier. This is likely why it can help combat signs of aging and help preserve hydration in your skin. Niacinamide is so good for your skin, in fact, that it has been found to aid in skin cancer prevention. Niacinamide has also been found to be great for acne, rosacea, or any other inflammatory skin conditions. It can improve skin texture too. It's safe to use for those even with the most sensitive of skin. What's more, niacinamide plays well with others. It can help ease irritation from other ingredients like retinol, and can also be paired with other ingredients like hydroquinone or kojic acid to work even better to help with the hyperpigmentation or discoloration.
how to use it. Niacinamide seems to be everywhere and in everything these days, but most likely in moisturizers and serums. You'll probably find it in some of the products you're already using. But if you're looking to use more of it or are new to the superhero ingredient, here's how to incorporate it into your routine. Like we mentioned, you'll probably find a hydrating, anti-inflammatory product that lists niacinamide as an additional brightening or strengthening ingredient, which is great. Find one that helps target your skincare concerns and follow the directions for how to use it. We typically suggest using niacinamide during the day. Of course, be sure to follow it with sunscreen because none of niacinamide's amazing benefits will be possible without protection from the sun.
Look for products that contain niacinamide in a range from 1 to 2%. Anything more can cause too much irritation to your skin. If you're interested in using a stronger form of niacinamide, consult your dermatologist first. Otherwise, niacinamide is a very versatile and safe ingredient that could be the answer to your redness, dry, or dull skin.
We'll be right back with our favorite niacinamide product recommendations.
Niacinamide.
We got niacinamide on the agenda, and that's all because y'all were the ones asking about it. Niacinamide.
Great question. Everyone.
It is a great question. And honestly, like, I feel like niacinamide is an unsexy ingredient because it is just one of those things that's tried and true. It's been around for a while. It didn't really gain popularity. I think honestly, someone thought, oh, we've been using niacinamide in everything because it pairs well with everything. We should just start making this like the buzzy ingredient to start talking about. And then everyone started focusing on it.
Yeah, I feel like that's similar to hyaluronic acid and even vitamin C.
Yeah.
People were just like, let's look through the ingredient list to see the ingredients that we use often. But even more so, vitamin B, niacinamide is pretty much in like everything. I was looking at the ingredient labels for a lot of products that I use, and it's pretty much in all of the things that I use that are hydrating.
I always think of it as like it's probably hidden in a product and not publicized. There's not a lot of flashiness around the fact that niacinamide is in a lot of products because it does pair well with everything. It does so many different things, as we explained. So you might be using niacinamide and not even know it.
Yeah. But maybe you're curious about how else you can incorporate superhero ingredient into your skincare routine. So we have some recommendations.
Yes, we do. And we're very excited because honestly, this was like the easiest list for me to compile.
I know it was. I was like, oh, I have to pick three? Okay, that'll be difficult. Let's try it.
So I had a strategy with mine.
Okay.
I wanted to try to keep things as affordable as possible. And I wanted to make sure that I hit a few different categories of products.
Good for you. I also tried to do not so much the affordability, although the first one is affordable. Try to showcase the many ways in which you can use niacinamide all over your body.
Yes, exactly. So I'll kick things off. And I am excited because a lot of people have been asking me what I thought about this particular line because we had the founder on and the products just launched in June. So this is Selfless by Hyrum Niacinamide and Maracuja Daily Barrier Support Moisturizer. It's $26. You can only get it at Sephora or online. And I think this is probably my favorite product from the entire launch of Selfless by Hyrum. I have been using all of the different serums and I use the face wash. I'm going to be honest, I wasn't super impressed with the face wash. The top of it broke for me, like after first use. And it was a fine face wash, but honestly, like you could get by with CeraVe.
That's the reason I liked the face wash is because it was like very much just like an easy, gentle cleanser that like I knew wasn't going to irritate my skin or like I could share with Matt. And Matt's really picky about the cleansers that he uses. So I was like, this one you'll like because you're not wearing any makeup. It's going to just like, you know, easily take off the grime of the day and not irritate your skin. But yes, it's very similar to like a drugstore cleanser you could find.
Yeah. Price-wise, I think if you love Hyrum, great, buy his cleanser. But I don't think this is the thing that you should run out to try to get from him. I think that the serums are nice. And the way I would describe this entire line is starter skincare. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any extreme changes to my skin when using this line. I didn't wake up the next morning and think like, oh, my skin looks brighter. But I did notice over a couple of weeks thinking, okay, my skin, you know, it looks like my pore size looks a little smaller. Like my skin, the tone of it looks nice. So with all of that being said, the one product that I consistently picked up and used was the moisturizer. The way that it's packaged, I really enjoy because it has this tip for application. So instead of having to dig your fingers into a jar or pump something out and put it on your hands, you can apply it directly to your skin, which I really enjoyed. So I kind of just like squiggled on my face in different areas and then rubbed it in. And I really, really liked that approach to application. I feel like we're going to see a lot more of these types of packages for moisturizers coming out soon. And it allows you to be very precise with how much you apply. I think sometimes a big mistake when they use a moisturizer, they get out too much. Mm-hmm. And then they end up wasting it and like wiping it off on towels or whatever. This makes it sure that you are using the exact amount that you need to use. It says it's daily barrier support. We talked about how niacinamide helps support your skin barrier. So who do I think this product is good for? I think if you have just destroyed your skin, you've gone off the rails, you went crazy with peels and exfoliating ingredients, and or, you know, maybe your skin is super, super sensitive because you have a sunburn or something. Mm-hmm. This moisturizer is going to do the trick. I think I mentioned this, it's $26. It also has the maracuja, which helps heal the skin, niacinamide with the barrier strength and helps with pigment as well. And then it does have salicylic acid in it. Usually with salicylic acid, I feel like I can feel when I'm using it. I could not feel it. Like when I looked up the ingredients in this, I didn't even realize that salicylic acid was in this. And that's just to help decongest the skin. So if you are acneic, I think that this would be an awesome moisturizer because it is more of a gel cream consistency, but more like a gel lotion, not even a cream.
Yeah.
It does not have a creamy feeling. It does not have an emollient feeling at all. If you're dry, I'm not sure if this is going to be enough for you. I'm not sure if you're going to love this.
I'm dry and I told Hyrum how much I liked this product. I definitely would only use it during the day, like around the house or, you know, when I'm not feeling particularly dry. But I did like the texture and consistency of it, like you said.
And I agree with you. It says day and night on it. It has the little symbols, a sun and a moon, to indicate you can use it whenever or for both. But I personally only use this during the day. I don't think this is enough for me personally as an oily person at night. So if you're looking for a new daytime moisturizer that you're not going to have to worry about, but has benefits to help decongest, clear your skin, brighten it, and strengthen your skin barrier, I highly recommend the Selfless by Hyrum. I think this is probably the product to use from his line.
Yes, love. Okay.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, well, this is one that you also endorse. It is Good Light's Moon Glow Milky Toning Lotion. This also, surprise, has niacinamide in it. It's got a lot of other lovely products as well. Meadow Foam Seed Oil for hydrating. It's got that snow mushroom that Kirby had mentioned on a previous episode. Ceramides to help lock in the moisture. And then the niacinamide, which is going to help with any redness. So as we mentioned, niacinamide can help to minimize your pores. Is it actually doing that, like changing your pore size? No, but it is improving the way that your pores look. So if you have that like orange skin, orange peel texture, it can help minimize the look of those. So I really love this toner because as someone who has very dry skin, I just feel like it is a super hydrating, I wouldn't even call it a toner. It's like a lotion, right? It's like a milky essence. I use this at night and I use it before a serum, before my moisturizer. It just feels so lovely on my skin. Like I almost feel like I could even skip my serum if I'm feeling maybe like I don't ever feel that oily, but I'm feeling particularly oily on an evening. It's great if you are someone who has more sensitive skin, if you experience any redness or irritation, or like Kirby said, if you messed up your skin because maybe you were using something too strong, or you just came back from vacation and you spent too much time in the sun and now your skin is really angry and red and irritated. This is definitely a great toning lotion to incorporate into your evening routine. In your daytime routine too, you can as well if you are feeling extra and have the time. But yeah, I absolutely love it. It's $22 and I feel like it's lasting me a while too. Like, it's a pretty good sized bottle. But yeah, you use this, right, Kirby?
Yeah, I really liked it. So I had to stop using it because I was testing out other products, but it does last because you don't need a lot of it. It is a milky consistency, so it doesn't run through your fingers as easily as a traditional toner or essence. And I would say, too, specifically for this ingredient, because of the snow mushroom with the niacinamide, if you experience redness a lot and feel like your face just looks ruddy, this is a great product to try out.
Yeah, it's really going to help calm your skin. It also says that it gently exfoliates and smooths. I don't use it for those reasons, but some of the reviews from other people mentioned that they have seen a difference in their skin texture. But yeah, use this if you are looking for something to help with any irritation, redness, sensitivity, or if you're just really dry and you want to feel like giving your face like a milk bath.
Ooh, a milk bath. Love that. Okay, so I've talked about this brand on the podcast before, and they're kind of like the gold standard when it comes to glycolic acid. The brand is Alpha H. They've been around like 25 years. I think they celebrated their 25th anniversary this year or last year. The website I'm reading right now, it's like, it's a pioneer and authority in the use of glycolic acid and other accelerating acids. So like the whole line is mostly focused on glycolic, but then they branched out. I was intrigued and interested just because I love the brand itself. Mm-hmm. But they have a serum, and it's the vitamin B serum with niacinamide. It's $64, so this is definitely, you know, one of the higher tier products that I'm going to recommend. It's considered clean at Sephora, if that's something that you're really focused on. And I actually just wanted to touch on this real quick. I know that we kind of like tisk tisk the clean mongering of it all, but I know that some people who have extremely sensitive skin look mm-hmm. for clean products because they feel like those products aren't going to irritate their skin. So I totally understand that. I do want to start kind of mentioning this moving forward. Yeah. Like, if you are concerned about that, this is a clean at Sephora brand. But also check the ingredients, because that means literally anything at this point. It does have the niacinamide. We should stop saying that it has niacinamide. Every product in this list has niacinamide, y'all. Okay. But this particular serum is great if you're dry or have dull or uneven texture. Online, it says that it's great for any skin type. But okay, first of all, I love this product because it's pretty. I know that shouldn't be a reason why you recommend a product. Sorry, but there's this experience when you use it, you're like, it's blue.
It matters.
So it's like this beautiful aquamarine color. So you're like, ooh, it's like a blue potion I'm putting on my face. The consistency, it's not sticky. It feels really smooth when you put it on your face. It's not silicone-y, but you know, like, I love CE Ferulic, but it's sticky.
Yep.
It does have a specific mm-hmm. feeling when you put it on your face. This does not have that feeling. It has copper peptides. Every time I think of copper, I think of this Neutrogena brand launch from when I was little. It was like this anti-wrinkle, like firming cream that was purple and it had copper peptides in it. I remember being like, ooh, it has copper in it. But it also contains chia seeds, which are rich in omegas like omega-3 and omega-6. And they are antioxidants as well to help increase the skin's hydration. So if your skin is parched, I think that this is a really awesome hydrating serum. I just like the way it feels. I definitely notice like the next day that my skin appears to be a little firmer, appears to be a little bit more glowy. And I never have an issue with like breaking out from using this serum. I know that sometimes when you use like a super hydrating or moisturizing serum, you can wake up the next day and be like, oh, what's going on here? It's not oily. So I really, really like that about it. But it's the Alpha H Vitamin B Serum with niacinamide. I'm looking at it on Sephora, so you can definitely get it there. And it's just a pretty product to use. I enjoy using it.
The next product I'm going to recommend is great if you are, like me, feeling extremely parched. If your skin is feeling hungover in that it's like feeling very dehydrated, this product is going to be great for you. It is the Drunk Elephant F-Bomb Electrolyte Water Facial. This is an overnight mask. So this is like an extra step. If you are feeling like, you know, you are waking up in the morning after doing your routine and you're still like really dry, or if you like to wake up plump as a baby, you know, as baby Zoe's like collagen filled cheeks. I like just sometimes when she wakes up, I'm like, obviously I'm like obsessed with her and I'm like, you're just the cutest thing ever. But I'm like, how is your skin just like, you know, the night before she has like a scratch across her cheek. She's like, you know, picked her face. And then the morning it's just like brand new and she does nothing. Nothing. So if you want that or something similar, I would suggest maybe trying this, adding this to your routine. All it is that it's like the last step after a moisturizer. So you're really like adding a lot of hydration to your skin. It's very cooling. It's almost like a water cream-ish. It's not very thick, but it definitely does like plump your skin. It's got a lot of really good ingredients in it, one of which obviously is the niacinamide. But it also has an electrolyte blend in it. So it's got like coconut water, sodium PCA, magnesium PCA, and prickly pear extract. Okay. So it's like Gatorade for your face, but not any of the like extra sugars. Although I love a Gatorade. It's got vitamin F in it, which is maybe another ingredient we'll have to do a glossary episode for. So vitamin F is the linolenic and linoleic soothing fatty acid. So this is going to help maintain the hydration in your skin and also help improve the skin texture on top of what the niacinamide is doing, which is, you know, improving any of the, you know, signs of aging or any of the effects of like sun damage or texture issues. So yeah, this is just a lovely last step in your routine. It's $52. It's not cheap. But again, if you are feeling really dry, if you're a fan of Drunk Elephants, if you're looking for a treatment mask that's really easy to do that you don't have to like wash off, that you can sleep in, use this. Try this one out. I haven't used it in a while. I'm not going to lie. It's been a while, but I remember when this product came out, I was really, really excited about it and I used it all up. Say what you will about Sephora reviews, but it has over 1,000 four-star reviews. That's pretty impressive, but you know, who knows?
Awesome. Yeah, I haven't tried this. I love that it's called F-Balm. I think that's really cheeky. I love it. Okay, lastly, let's talk about The Body. We have talked about this brand many a time on the podcast. I could not talk about niacinamide and not give my flowers to Necessaire, the body lotion. $25, people. I know that might seem expensive for a body lotion, but their body lotion lasts me a long time. I almost forget like when I'm at the end and then I'm like, oh, wait, this hasn't lasted me a couple months. So it contains omegas, it contains vitamin A and C, these antioxidants that are going to help, you know, fight off free radicals. We rarely focus on putting any type of serum or important ingredients on our body. We know how important it is to like bring your skincare down to your neck and décolleté, but like, what about your arms? Like, recently I've been really psychotic about making sure I have sunscreen on my arms and forearms because I started noticing I was like getting more freckly and I'm like, no. Like I cannot have age spots on my forearms. Like,
yeah,
this is crazy. So I have been religious about applying sunscreen to at least like the top half of my body and then making sure that I am moisturizing after my shower with Necessaire. When it comes to body lotions, honestly, it's often imitated, never duplicated. Everything about this checks box, like every box for me. The consistency of it, the way it rubs in nicely. It doesn't like, you know when you rub in lotion sometimes and then you're like, is it lathering?
Yeah.
What is going on? Like you can't get it to actually rub in. Mm-hmm. Never happens. It feels good.
Yeah, it's very lightweight.
Yes, I can literally get dressed. So I can put it on and literally put jeans on and I don't feel sticky or gooey or that weird feeling after you put on, you know, clothes after lotion. So I sing Necessaire's praises. I know someone was asking me about how if they should buy like the Necessaire body wash. Because I'm a stan of Necessaire, I buy all of their products. Like the body wash also contains niacinamide. Is the body wash really going to like change your skin? I don't think so.
Oh, the eucalyptus, it smells so good. And the exfoliator. Did you know that they're discontinuing their sex gel?
Wow, that's upsetting.
I know. I got an email about it.
Why? Why are they doing that?
Due to supply chain constraints, the sex gel is being discontinued for now.
Ooh, for now. Okay. That makes me feel good. Maybe it'll be back. But I mean, so many brands are having issues because of the pandemic.
Right.
It's why literally our country's in the state it is. Like why houses yep. can't be bought yep. and like why cars don't exist.
Yep.
We're going to Pittsburgh at the end of this month to see Patrick Stanley and go to his cousin's wedding. And he wants to rent a car. And he's like, they don't even have cars available for me to rent because not enough people like sold their car last year.
Yeah.
So they don't have inventory.
Yeah.
It's
cars
wild.
Are like going for way over than they're actually valued. And same for houses. And you can't even build anything because the, you know, materials are not, they don't exist. They don't exist.
Yeah. If you can buy a house during, I mean, Sarah bought a house during the pandemic, but if you can buy a house during the pandemic, literally it's like winning the lottery. So.
We do feel like we, yeah, yeah. Which is just so sad in this current state. We all work so fucking hard.
I'm going to stick to my renter's insurance over here in West Hollywood.
Speaking of, have you seen the previews for La Brea?
I can't. Why? Why?
You're like,
why?
That's where I fucking live, like right on.
I'm like, I literally live there on it. I don't understand Hollywood. I don't understand why they would make these dumb.
They're like, let's traumatize all our citizens.
I already am traumatized that I have earthquake insurance. Okay, this is the last pick. This is a good one. And I love this one too.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Tell the people what it is.
Well, I want to say that I was going to talk about Glossier Super Pure because it has niacinamide in it. I truly enjoyed using that product when it first came out, like, I don't know, 5 years ago. But I haven't used it since, and I can't really speak about, like, whether or not it works. I will say that a lot of people really enjoy that product if you are looking for, like, a starter niacinamide serum that's affordable. Instead, I'm going to talk about a product that I'm currently using that I love so much. It is Joanna Vargas's new Eden Hydrating Pro Moisturizer. I actually didn't even know it had niacinamide in it until literally 3 hours ago when the publicist emailed me to talk about the product again and how it has rare Swiss apple stem cells in it. That's like the hero, you know, ingredients. And these Swiss apple stem cells have niacinamide in it, pentapeptides, ginkgo biloba, and more. So that's like what I am seeing on my skin and why I love it so much. Dry as a desert over here. It is so hydrating, so nourishing. I feel like my skin just like drinks it all in and then it looks really great the next morning, really glowy, a little bit bouncy even. And even though it is really hydrating in the evening, like I don't feel like my skin is wet. Like I have to like be careful before I hit my head on the pillow. Like I feel like it's fully absorbed and it stays hydrated throughout the night. So it is very soothing, again, because of the niacinamide and all of the other apple stem cell benefits. It boosts your skin strength. So it's helping that barrier, strengthening your barrier. It fights any inflammation. It's supposed to help with, you know, fine lines and wrinkles. I have only been using it for like last month, so I haven't really seen like too much of that, but I'm sure if I continue to use it, I probably will, because I do really feel like I've seen, I just feel like my skin loves it. My skin looks really, really good after using it. I use it at night, but you can use it in the morning as well. And they also have a rejuvenating pro serum, Eden Rejuvenating Pro Serum, that is $130, so even more than the moisturizer. But I am tempted to also add that into my routine. Is that what you're using, Kirby?
So yes, I have been using this Eden moisturizer. So obviously, like, Joanna's products are prestige. It's pretty expensive. One thing I really like about this moisturizer is it's lightweight, but sometimes when you get these lightweight gel creams, they're really silicone-y. Like, when you look at them, they're really silicone-y. This is not silicone-y at all. It feels just, like, literally it's like your skin drinks it in when you put it on. I freaking love it. The product I actually have been obsessed with from this launch, because she launched a bunch of products at the same time, is the exfoliating mask. I have no idea if it has niacinamide in it. It does have like lactic acid, kaolin clay. This exfoliating mask is crazy. Like, it's gold. And sometimes with gold masks, you put them on, they look great in the jar, and then you put them on and you're like, hey, whatever. This literally is like the most metallic, shiny, iridescent gold. So I was having fun putting it on my face. It's not only the lactic acid that exfoliates, but it also has tiny little granules, like similar to Gold Fat and MD's Doctor Scrub, to exfoliate. So it's like a double exfoliant. And you leave it on 5 minutes, and then you gently rub the little granules all over your face. Chef's kiss, glowing. Then I put on the Eden moisturizer, and I'm good to go. So if you are looking for like a double whammy, get the exfoliating mask and then use the moisturizer, because they're both so, so good.
Treat yourself. I feel like this is a really good moisturizer for like fall, winter time.
Yes, yes.
Keep that one in your back pocket for when it gets colder and drier, guys.
Those are our niacinamide picks. Again, there's so many products that just have niacinamide in there, and it's not touted, it's not promoted, it's just there because it's like one of those staple ingredients that really helps so many different things. But we want to know, what are your favorite niacinamide products, and what ingredient, or maybe treatment, I don't know, the glossary can be really anything. So if there's something you're really curious about learning more about and the science behind it and how it works, send us an email or call us on the hotline.
Our number is 424-341-0426.
And you can send us a text, or you can leave us a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail, your voicemail may be played in an upcoming episode. So let us know. We'll be back on Tuesday with another wife and more beauty news.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.